children were young, they often misbehaved. And my wife and I, when we would confront them in the act of disobedience, the question we would typically ask is, what are you doing?
我孩子小的时候，当我的妻子和我发现他们在不顺服的时候，我们常常问他们的一句话是：你们在做什么？
When our children then became teenagers and young adults, and they would do other acts of foolishness or misbehaving, we would confront them in the act. But the question would change. Instead, it would be, what are you thinking?
然后他们长大之后，他们变成成人的时候，当他们犯罪，知道罪的后果，我们向他们所问的问题是：你们在思想什么？
What is going through your mind to think that there will be no consequences to what you're doing?
你的脑海里在想什么？你为什么没有想到犯罪会有后果呢？
The important thing in a person's life is what they believe and what they think, because that will inevitably influence what they do.
一个人生活中，你们的思想非常重要，因为你们的思想会使到你们的行为行出来。
We find in the scriptures, Romans 12:2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed, how? By the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
那我们在罗马书第十二章第二节这里看到，这里说，不要效法这世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
Spiritual warfare is involving not in casting out demons, but in lies that the enemy tries to put upon someone's mind.
那我们的属灵征战是要抵抗这个我们的敌人所要影响我们思想的一些错误的教导。Notice
how Paul describes what spiritual warfare entails in 2 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们看哥林多后书第十章。
He says, for though we walk in the flesh, we are not waging war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds. And he'll describe what strongholds are. We destroy arguments and every lofty opinion raised against the knowledge of God, and take every thought captive to obey Christ.
哥林多后书十章三到五节这里说：因为我们虽然在血气中行事，却不凭着血气征战。我们征战的兵具本不是属血气的，乃是在神面前有能力，可以攻破坚固的营垒，将各样的计谋、各样拦阻人认识神的那些至高之事一概攻破，又将人所有的心意夺回，使他都归顺基督。When
Jesus Christ enters into a person, there is a transformation of life, starting with the mind.
当耶稣基督进入一个人的心中的时候，他从你的思想开始有一个变化。
We are entering into truth of what is reality and out of darkness of what is not truth because of our sin and because of Satan's lies.
那我们从罪恶出来，我们从这个魔鬼的这个骗局出来，我们认识了什么是真理，什么是真实的。
I want to talk about this morning a renewed mind.
所以今天我要给大家提起心意更新的这个真理。
So take your Bibles out and go to Colossians chapter 3. We're going to look at the first 11 verses this morning.
所以请大家打开哥罗西书第三章，我们要看第一到第十一节。
Asking the question, what are you thinking?
我们所要问的问题是你在思想什么？
What preoccupies your thoughts? What do you set your mind on?
你在思想什么？你每天的这个脑海里面在想什么？
Because that shapes your behavior and the decisions that you make. Paul is going to be telling us here about the truth of our transformed life.
在这十一节，保罗要教导我们这个生命改变之后的这个真理。
And I want to show you, even though we picked this up in chapter 3, I want to give you three things this morning about being renewed in our life, in our mind.
我们虽然是从第三章开始，可是我要给大家三个真理。
Show you the foundation of a renewed mind, show you then the focus of a renewed mind, and then the fruit of a renewed mind.
所以心意更新的这个基础，心意更新的这个目的，还有心意更新的这个结果。
Let's start off with the foundation.
所以心意更新的这个根基。
Look over, if we're going to pick up the context, we have to go back a couple chapters.
那如果我们要从第三章开始，我们要知道第一和第二章教导什么？
Because he says in chapter 3, verses 1, the first part, if then you have been raised with Christ.
因为三章一直在说，所以你们若真与基督一同复活。
Or since you have been raised with Christ.
或者既然你们已与基督一同复活。
So we're picking up his letter right in the middle of it.
所以这张书信我们在中间开始。
So to back up a little bit, we show here's the foundation for having a renewed mind, a transformed life.
所以我们要看之前的两章，这个新意更新的这个基础是什么。
Back in chapter 1, verse 27.
在第一章的第27节。
Here he says that God chose to make himself known among the Gentiles the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is what? Christ in you, the hope of glory.
一章二十七节这里说，神愿意叫他们知道这奥秘在外邦人中何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
So here's the point of the letter. Christ is in you, and that is the hope of glory. That is seeing his glory and us being glorified with him when he comes back.
所以这个书信的重点是基督在你的心里，这基督就是你心里的什么荣耀的盼望。
And it's more than just believing in a set of doctrinal truths.
这不只是相信一些信条而已。
There is a union that we have with Christ.
那你与基督有一个联合。
Look over to chapter 2, verse 6.
那我们看第二章的第六节。
After establishing who Jesus is, he points out who we are in Christ.
第二章的第六节这里，他要说我们在基督里面的这个这个是什么的这个地位。
Follow with me, verse 6.
第六节。
Therefore, as you have received Christ, the Lord, Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him.
第六节说，你们既然接受了主耶稣基督，就当遵他而行。
A transformed mind begins with receiving the life of Jesus Christ.
一个心意更新的一个基督徒，他先接受了耶稣基督。
And then living that out by walking in that faith and growing conformed to his image.
然后他会继续地行在耶稣的真理和教导。
Look at verse 7.
第七节。
We are rooted and built up in him.
这里说，在他里面生根建造信心坚固。
Verse 10. You have been filled in him who is the head of all rule and authority.
第十节，你们在他里面得了丰盛，就是各样执政掌权者的元首。
Verse 11, in him also you were circumcised with a circumcision made without hands.
那第十一节，你们在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼。
Verse 12, having been buried with him in baptism.
然后第十二节，你们既受洗与他一同埋葬。
In which you were also raised with him through faith in the powerful working of God.
那也与他一同复活。
And it indicates in verse 13, we were made alive together with him.
那第十三节这里说你们与基督一同活过来。
And over in verse 20,
二十节。
With Christ you died to the elemental spirits of the world.
二十节说你们若是与基督同死，脱离了世上的小学。
So note all the connections that we have in our bond of union with Christ.
所以我们观察了我们与基督的连接有那么多不同层面的这个意义。
We're rooted in him, we're filled with him, we were circumcised in our hearts with him, buried with him, raised with him.
那我们在他里面被建造，我们被他充满，我们在他里面受到割礼，我们与他埋葬，与他复活。
Then you get into chapter 3, since you've been raised with him, think this way.
所以来到第三节的第三章一节，所以他这么说，你们若与基督一同复活，就当求上面的事。
If you want to have a new life, if you don't want to be thinking and doing the things that you've been doing, the place to start is to be in him, in Christ.
如果你已经在耶稣里面了，你不要再像以前一样活在以前的生活，你就要在耶稣里面。
And therefore, the things that we think about are a reflection of our bond with him.
那我们思想的事项就反映了我们与他的这个连接。
This is the foundation to be changed.
这是我们的这个基础。
To be transformed by the renewing of our minds.
那我们的心意要更新。
Have a different interest, have different thoughts, have different preoccupations that shape our decision and our whole way of looking at life.
在基督里面，我们有不同的嗜好、不同的思想、不同的这个目标。
That's where we start, and maybe this morning that's where you need to start.
这是我们的开始，可能今天早上这是你的开始。
You may say, I don't want to be a certain way or think a certain way. I want to be changed.
可能今天早上你想我要改变，我不要像我以前做一样的事。
Then the question is, are you in Christ? Is He in you?
那问题是你在基督里面吗？他在你里面吗？
Because ultimately, you will be doing according to what your thought processes and what your desires will be determining and dictating for you to do.
因为很自然的，你所行的就反映了你的思想，就反映了你跟耶稣的关系。
What shapes that? Christ or your sin nature?
所以你的行为是你的罪行控制，还是耶稣基督控制你的行为？
Now let's look at the focus.
那我们要看我们的这个目标。
Picking up at the end of verse 1 of chapter 3.
我们看第三章的下半段，第一节的下半段。
He says, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things that are above, not on the things that are of the earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以就当求在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事，因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Notice how he doesn't just start off by saying live a certain life.
你要看他的这里的开始，没有叫你指定活怎么样的生活。
He's challenging us to think a certain way.
这里保罗要你有这个思想的这个样式。
But there's a discipline about it.
这里这个思想有一个规律。
He gives us action verbs that we are to set our minds and to seek the things that are above.
所以他说你要思念上面的事，你也要求你不要思念地上的事。
And that becomes the question. What do you think about?
所以我们的问题是你在思想什么？
What preoccupies your mind?
你的脑海里充满了什么？
What is it that you maybe become obsessed with?
你专注什么?
Where are you always thinking about? And what are the things? Are they necessarily of the Lord? Or are they things just of this temporal life only?
你常常思想的是天上的事、神的事，还是地上的这些东西?
He indicates that our life is in Christ.
他这里说我们的生命在基督里面。
And we are hidden in Christ.
那我们的生命也藏在神里面。
And that Christ currently is hidden from us, but he will appear in glory.
那现在耶稣不在我们的眼前，可是有一天他会显现在我们的面前。
Now, here's the idea. Christ is hidden from us. We can't see his glory right now, but that will become apparent when he comes back.
所以这里的意思是现在我们看不到耶稣的这个荣耀，可是将来我们要看到目睹他的荣耀。
If you're in Christ, you have a transformed life, but you can't necessarily see that until there's that resurrection, which is going to then appear with Christ when he comes back.
所以我们现在有这个重生，我们有新的生命，可是我们看不到。有一天在将来，我们的这个荣耀的身体的时候，我们会彰显我们与神的这个亲密的这个关系。
So there's this idea that something is hidden now that's going to be revealed later, and that's when everything is going to be incredible, glorious, wonderful, and worth it.
所以这里的意思是，现在有隐藏的事，将来有要显现出来的这个真实的事。
Be prepared for that time. Get yourself prepared for that moment. That's why we need to set our sights and our minds on that.
所以为这将来的显现，你现在在世上要做好充分的准备。
So he's going to tell us what that looks like, but first of all is to ask ourselves, do I even think about the Lord outside of Sunday morning?
所以这里保罗会继续的教导，可是现在我们的问题是礼拜天早上你是思想神的事吗？
Do I have any considerations or reflections of my heart about where I'm going with Christ, how God factors into anything outside of just here on Sunday morning?
有没有思想你的心灵与神的关系是什么？你的思想跟神的思想有没有这个同步？
You may be saved in Christ, but you don't think about him much.
可能你得到神的拯救，可是你不思想他的事。
That's the challenge today. We need to set our minds on that. That is going to shape how we react in situations at work, in our home, and in what we fill our minds with.
所以这是我们今天早上的挑战。我们要把我们的思想充满神的事，所以我们在公司、我们在家里各样的事，我们都有神的这个真理在我们的心中。
I was reading a book for just my personal devotions a week ago.
在一个星期前，我在阅读一本书。
It was written by a famous Christian who lived 400 or 500 years ago.
这是一个著名的这个基督教的这个作者，他活在400多年前。
Talking about the glory of Christ.
他讲到基督的荣耀。
And he really challenged me because he was indicating that if I am thinking about just the things of this earth, then I have a difficult time expanding my mind when I want to think about the glory of Christ.
那这个作者挑战我，他说，如果你常常思想这世上的事，那你的脑已经被限制了，你不能把它这个掌握想象上的这个天上的事。
What am I filling my mind with throughout the week, and what I'm reading, and what I'm watching, or a variety of other activities?
我的这个脑海里面充满什么？是不是世上的事，这个无意的事呢？
That may shrivel my spirit, so that when I want to be enlarged with the glory of Christ, it isn't as special or as glorious as it should be.
这些世上的事使到我的脑受到限制，所以我要思想神的时候，我不能思想神的这个荣耀。
If we have our minds that are not filled with things of the Lord throughout the week, it's very difficult to rejoice strongly in praise on Sunday.
所以如果你在一周不思想神，不喜悦神的事，你来到礼拜天你是不能赞美神、思想神的。
That's why he's telling us now, set your mind.Put your mind, seek those things, deliberately pursue that throughout the week.
所以这里的教导是你要思想上面的事，你在一周内要思想上面的事，因为这样会帮助你亲近神。
Okay, now let's see what exactly that means.
让我们看这个的意思是什么。
Paul back in chapter 2 of Colossians, verse 16.
在第二章的第十六节这里说。
Talks about people who were looking for ways to grow in Christ outside of the Word.
那这里所要指明的是有一组人，他们想这个更圣洁，可是他们没有按照这个圣经的教导。
2:16 and 17, he says, therefore, let no one pass judgment on you in regard to food, questions of food, drink, regard to a festival, new moon, or Sabbath. These are a shadow of the things to come, but the substance belongs to Christ.Let no one disqualify you, insisting on asceticism and worship of angels, going on in details, puffed up without reason by a sensuous mind, and not by holding fast to the head, from whom the whole body, nourished and knit together through its joints and ligaments, grows in growth that is from God.
那十六节这里说，所以不在饮食上节期、月数、安息日都不可让人论断你们。这些原是后世的隐儿。那形体却是基督，不可让人因这故意谦虚和敬拜天使，就夺取你们的奖赏。这等人在所见过的，随着自己的欲心，无辜的自高自大，不持定元首，全身既然靠着他精竭的得以相助联络，就因神大得长进。
So some were trying to have a renewed mind by having just religious experiences or having aesthetic practices, mysticism, or even legalistic rigid codes. He says that isn't what's going to be changing your mind.
所以这一组人他们要心意更新，可是他们的基础是节期，是这个礼仪，不是按照真理。
People may think if I just have some great experience, then all the bad thoughts will go away and the new things will be transformed and I'll mature just because of that.
可能有些人他们认为，如果我有一个属灵的这个体验，我就能超越我的罪恶，我就不再活在罪恶当中了。
But that's not what Paul is going to focus on here.
这不是保罗的教导。
He's going to be challenging them to deliberately eliminate certain parts of their life and replace them with other things.
这里他的挑战是你要特意的这个删除你这个罪恶的这个思想，然后把你的思想充满着正确属灵的真理。
He's going to first talk about elimination of past lifestyle.
首先他要提到你要除掉你过去罪恶的行为。
And note what he indicates in verse 5.
那我们看第五节。
He says, put to death, therefore, what is earthly in you.
所以这里第五节是你们要致死在地上的肢体。
Eliminate it, put it to death.
致死就是把它处死。
Don't slowly wean yourself off of it. Be done with it now. There's a cutting off of something which is past in order that something immediately can replace that.
所以不是慢慢的除掉，是立刻的、特意的把它除去了。
He's going to give us 11 words. I've divided them into three groups.
所以他给我们11个字，我已经把它分类成三组。
The first group has to do with sexual immorality.
啊，第一是这个淫乱的事。
He'll say that in verse 5.
第五节。
Put to death sexual immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire.
这里说淫乱、污秽、邪情和恶欲。
All of those have to do with sensual indulgence. And living really enslaved to lust.
所以这些都是污秽的事，这个行为，这些举动都是活在这个淫乱的罪恶里面。
Whether someone has Christ or not, there's to be a temptation for that, for impurity, for adulterous relationships, or any kind of arousing of evil passions.
那即使是基督徒也会在这一件事上受到引诱，这个淫乱的事。
And whatever caters to that must be eliminated.
所以使到你促使你想到淫乱的事的，全部的那些东西你都要除掉。
When I have counseled people about impurity that's in their life, it has always been one where they have to make a break from whatever habits that are leading to doing that.
当我辅导那些受到淫乱辖制的人，他们都必须除掉，立刻的除掉那些引诱的事。
If there's an adulterous relationship, that relationship must end permanently, and there's no more relationship there.
他们如果有淫乱的关系，他们要立刻停止分开。
If there's impurity with pornography, that must be eliminated and put to death, not tolerated at all.
如果他们看色情的东西，他们要立刻的停止，不再去看。
There was a fellow that when I was encouraging, because he struggled with pornography. And he traveled on the road as a businessman and was in a lot of hotels by himself at night.
那我有个弟兄，他常常出国啊，公干，所以他在淫乱的事上有软弱，所以他也常常去旅店。
And he struggled with online pornography.
他常常上网。
So I had to say, what are you going to do when you get to that hotel room?
所以我说，你到了旅店你要做什么
？You got to think about that long before you ever get in there.
你在进去之前你就要想好了。
You cannot tolerate that and say, well, I'll work on that and get off of that. That has to be put to death.
他不可以说，哦，我慢慢的这个除掉，他立刻的除掉。
If you have some business to do that involves your computer, do it and then get the computer out of the room.
可能你有一些工作你要在你的电脑上做，你做了就马上把电脑放开。
He took that advice. He even told the hotel, I want the television removed out of my room before I go in there.
所以他跟那个旅店说，我到了之前你把那个电视机移开。
He gained victory over his mind because he was willing to put to death the things that were tempting him and producing impurity and immorality.
所以他战胜他的思想，因为他除掉他生活周围所会影响他行为的那些事物。
Second of all, there's materialism.
然后第一个是这个物质主义。
It's only one word, but it finishes up verse 5.
在第五节。
He says covetousness, which is, interesting, idolatry.
所以说贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
Now, identify what covetousness is.
什么是贪婪？
Covetousness is wanting something that doesn't belong to you.
贪婪就是要那些不是属于你的东西。
It's not necessarily that someone else owns it, it might be, but it's a longing for some possession, that is not currently in your possession.
所以你没有这个没有这个东西，可是你很想得到，这个是贪婪。
There's a discontent until you have something.
你不满足你的现状，你要了那个东西，你才会满足。
It could be some material possession.
可能是物质上的东西。
It could be a lifestyle.
可能是一个生活的这个行为。
It could be a work position or an honor.
可能是一个职位。
Some status in life.
可能是社会上的地位。
And you're discontent until you have that.
所以你不满现状，你要得到你才会满足。
And it preoccupies your mind and your thoughts.
然后你的思想，你不值得不断的去想。
Shapes the decisions you make, the people that you're around, the things that you say.
这个思想就使到你选择你要接触的人，你所做的行动都被这个贪婪辖制。
It becomes an idol.
变成你的偶像。
That's why he says coveting, which is idolatry.
所以他说贪婪就是与拜偶像一样。
Interestingly enough, in the Old Testament, most of the gods that were worshipped were not worshipped because of their power or their love.
在旧约的时代，他们所拜的偶像不是这些，他们拜偶像不是因为这个偶像有爱，是或者是充满爱的一个这个神明。
They were appealed to and worshipped for what they could give to the person.
那这个旧约的这个人，他们拜某一个偶像，因为这个偶像能提供一些东西。
This even went into Greek and Roman religions.
在罗马的希腊的这个神明也一样。
We'll make a little sacrifice to the god in order to get something from them.
那我献祭给这个神，因为这个神能给我某一样东西。
If we don't get it, we'll go to another god and try that until we get what we want.
那如果这个神明无效，我就去另外一个神明，就是找到一个能供应我所需要的那一个神。
Idolatry was all about coveting something.
所以拜偶像跟贪婪是一样的事。
That's why he brings it back in and says the temptation for idolatry is still there even for the Christian.
所以这里他要所提到就是这个拜偶像在基督徒的生命里面也是存在的。
You might have to put that to death.
你要致死那一个行为。
There may be something that you desire greatly, but you have to thank the Lord without it and give that over to him if he provides it.
可能有些事你非常的想要，可是你要感谢神，他没有赐给你，你要安于你的现状。
And then here's the third group, and it deals with hostility.
那第三组这个是讲到这个摩擦的这个事，争竞的事。
Note how he says in verse 6, on account of these, the wrath of God is coming, and these you two once walked when you were living in them, but now you must put them all away.
在第六到第七节这里说，因为这些事神的愤怒临到那悖逆之子，当你们在这些事中生活的时候，也曾这样行过。可是现在你们要弃绝这一切的事。
He says there's anger, wrath, malice, slander, and obscene talk from your mouth. Do not lie to one another.
这里说恼怒、恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、污秽的言语。彼此什么说谎？
These things are to be put off.
你要脱去这一些事。
The anger is because someone else may have something and you want it and you're angry because God's not giving it to you.
你恼怒可能神赐给某一些人一些这个恩典，可是没有赐给你，你恼怒。
Wrath takes anger to the next level and it's raging.
那恼怒接下去就是愤怒，你非常的不高兴。
Malice is actually physical assault, fights or throwing things.
那恶毒你已经行出来的这个罪恶的行为。
Slander is violently attacking a person with your mouth.
那毁谤就是用你的口来攻击某一个人。
Obscene talk is to make crude suggestions about another person.
那污秽的话就是用言语提一些不圣洁的事。
Lying to one another is obviously involved in deception and holding back what is the truth to get something from them.
说谎就是不说真理，不说真实的话，来骗彼此相骗。
So of the old self of which we used to live in, it was dealing with I want something for me.
所以我们的旧的生命就是我想要得到什么。
I covet sex from someone's body for myself.
我想从别人的身上得到他的这个得到他的人
or to have some lifestyle or possessions that I don't have
或者一些物件或者一些生活的这个地位我想得到
and denied that I become angry and fight and accuse and slander and lie to other people
得不到人得不到事这些这个地上的事我就撒谎我就有一些很多罪恶的这个行为行出来。
That's the way of the world.
这是世界的这个形态。
That's what happens in governments. That's what happens in businesses. That's what happens in homes where there is not the mind of Christ.
所以政治的领域，我们看到我们在工作看到我们在家庭，我们也看到这样的举动。
God brings a radical difference by having you bound to Christ, and then He transforms your mind.
然后神把你从这个抽出来，他你与连结，他要你的心意更新。
Put to death, put away that old lifestyle.
所以把你旧的生命致死。
The last thing he indicates about it is to put it off.
然后我们看他要你脱去这个旧人。
He says, verse 10, put on the new self. Where did he say put off the old self? There it is, put off the old self in verse 9.
So putting off and putting on.
所以第九节和第十节就是你要脱去旧人，穿上新人。
It has the idea of putting off old clothes and putting on new clothes.
所以这里的这个行为就像脱掉你旧的衣服，穿上新的衣服一样。
Something hopefully all of us do on a consistent basis.
我希望你们大家常常这样做。
When I was playing basketball as a youth in school, I would come home after practice in my sweaty gym clothes.
那我年轻的时候，我打篮球之后，我会穿着我的这个体育的这个服装回到家。
I would remove those garments and I would put them underneath the sink in a little bin.
然后我脱掉了这个充满汗水的衣服，放在这个，sorry, you live with me, so this is very bad.
What's that?
You live with me right now, so I'm sorry.
I put them under Jimmy's sink. I put them under the sink in the bathroom.
So 我会脱掉这个充满汗水的衣服，放在这个洗手盆的下面的一个柜子里面。
A couple days later, my mother would do the laundry.
然后几天后，我的母亲会帮我洗衣服。
She would open up the bin and take the clothes out.
然后她把衣服拿出来。
And she nearly faint because the smell was so bad.
她会晕倒，因为很臭。
I've changed though.
我改变了。
This is the old self that you're to put off.
这是我的这个旧人。
That's how it appears to God.
对神而言，这是这个神所要我们做的。
Does it appear that way to you?
对你而言是不是这样？
That is how it appears to God. Get rid of the old garments that are smelly.
所以神说，脱掉你旧的那个臭的衣服。
And put on the new self.
然后穿上你的新人。
Look down now again in verse 10.
看第十节。
You put off the old self and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge after the image of its creator. Here there's not Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all.
这里说，穿上了新人，这新人在知识上渐渐的更新，正如照他主的形象。在此，并不分希腊人、犹太人、受割礼、未受割礼、化外人、希古提人、为奴的、自主的，唯有基督是包括一切，又住在个人之内。
The fresh new clothes of a life includes your mind, and it's been renewed in the knowledge of God's truth.
穿上新人，你的思想也必须提升，你的思想也必须更新。
So then if you take a contrast to what we've just seen with the old self, then you can find the comparison of what you were and what you need to become now.
所以我们拿了旧人跟新人的这个对比，我们要看到我们以前是什么，现在神要我们做什么，像什么。
Instead of people who have lustful thoughts and are perverted and making sexual jokes and suggestive comments, we are pure.
所以不像以前淫乱的、罪恶的，现在你是圣洁的，这个洁净的。
Instead of living just to get more money and possessions, we are content with what God has granted to us and we are generous.
以前你追求金钱，追求世上的事，现在你满足神所供应你的这个恩典。
Instead of people who get angry and blow up and are involved in fights and lying, we are ones that are people of the truth, peaceable and gentle.
所以以前你争吵，你跟人有这个相争，现在你充满恩典，你是和平的一个人。
Just like the wisdom we were talking about on our study of James this morning in our class.
就像今天早上我们在雅各所提到的。
Note the transformation that starts up here.
所以你要看这个转换就从你的思想开始。
He is shaping us after the image of our Creator.
说他在塑造你，就像你怎么造你的主一样。
So as we are living, anticipating the revealing of the glory of Christ, we are being shaped and prepared so to think like Him, so that we will be like Him.
我们在预备主的显现，所以现在我们被塑造，就是预备你在将来的显现与主一样。
And with God, everybody is involved in this process who are in Christ.
如果你在基督里，每个人都要参与这个塑造。
No one has more advantage than anybody else.
在这件事，没有人比其他人有一个特权。
Whether it's Greek or Jew,
可能是希腊人，可能是犹太人。
Whether it's a barbarian, uneducated person or not,
可能是不受教育的，或者受教育的。
Low on the social ladder is someone slave or someone is free.
是低层的，就像做奴仆的，或者是自主的、自由的人。
Christ is doing the same work in our minds for everyone, maturing us to be like Him.
在每一个基督徒的生命中，神什么要塑造你，把你造成他的形象。
Ask yourself the question: What is preoccupying my thinking? What do I set my mind upon throughout this week?
所以我要你们问问自己，我们的思想什么？这一周我想了什么？
Does it go against my own heart to treasure Christ and diminish Him?
那我所想的有没有把尊崇神，还是我所思想的贬低了耶稣？
Maybe the place to start for you though is to say, I need to be on that foundation, and I need to have a right mind transformed by Christ living in me.
可能你的开始的这个步骤就是要有这个好的基础，使到神在你的生命中开始塑造你的思想。
If that is the case, then please talk to the church leaders. Now is the time for salvation. Maybe you aren't bound to Christ just yet.
可能你没有那个基础，因为你不在主里面，那你要寻找教会的领袖，让他们告诉你神的真理。
For many years I was a pastor and I found many people who I thought were believers and they came to church all the time. And they came to a point where they realized they never had been saved to begin with.
当我在做牧师的时候，我发现很多人在教会来了教会很多年，然后他们发现他们从来没有信主。
God wants to transform your life, and it begins today through Christ in His truth.
那神要改造你的思想，他要把你与他的儿子耶稣基督有这连接的这个关系。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Gracious God in heaven, we thank you for your truth that transforms, starting with the way we think about you, about us, ourselves, about our sinfulness, about your mercy through Christ alone on the cross, and how, Father, you have made a way to be right with you. Thank you for that, Father. Continue to transform our minds. Help us so that we will be rid of old patterns and old lifestyles. Let us not tolerate that. Let us not have a small portion of our heart that allows for that room. But may that be evicted immediately. And you are in all and through all in us. In Jesus' name we pray.